Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Right, it is Free Talk Live. You are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. The number is 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
And we were reading a story previously. It's apparently a mommy revolution going on in Sacramento over this mandated vaccine situation. And the author here at BlueRockwell.com. Guy's name is Brett Schaefer. I'm probably mispronouncing that because it's hard to pronounce. But, you know, there was a little bit left. I think it's worth reading. So what do we do when we're faced with illegitimate laws that violate our rights?
You support groups like HFNH.org. You can donate cryptocurrency at the bottom of their website. You know, Jack Schimek's putting a lot of work into this, and they're spreading the word pretty good in New Hampshire. Every week he's at some event talking about stuff with a bunch of moms. I can't find anything in this article about the actual group that these six women were in. I'm sure they got some little thing, Facebook page or something.
They probably got several groups.
But it'd be great to plug them and support them if anybody knows who they are.
These mothers had the right idea when they shut down the California Senate last Monday. Disrupt the activities of those who would trample our rights and make it impossible for them to do their jobs. They are right about something else, too. It's not just about California or even just about the United States. The people who want to force vaccines on the entire population see this as a global effort, and we need to see it that way, too. And, again, it's not that I agree or disagree with this guy on vaccines, and I'm sure I don't agree, because my opinion's rather nuanced. Most people don't agree with me. But that's beside the point. The point is that they're forcing you to do something that otherwise you wouldn't want to do, and they're making you pay for schools that you can't send your kid to.
Or both.
On Monday, while the mothers in California were shutting down the Senate, parents in New York were storming the state's education department building where the Board of Regents were meeting. Parents filled the halls, chanting, "Our taxes, our schools." And they're the ones who have to pay for them, in opposition to the removal of the religious exemption for vaccines in their state. At this time, right, and many of these, you know, it's always something happened, right? Oh, this kid, you know, and we got sick, and these kids are all in danger, and half the time you see this stuff, it's a reaction to the vaccine, and you never get to hear a retraction.
Yeah, well, media doesn't want to retract stuff when it, you know, goes against the narrative or goes against their advertisers.
It is the time for more of this. It's time for some Gandhi-style peaceful civil disobedience, not only in California and New York. It's also time to start holding accountable those who help to enforce laws that violate our rights. In this case, that might mean disrupting the activities of local school administrators or the health department, of the state medical board, or the Department of Education, making it impossible for them to do their jobs as long as doing their jobs mean enforcing illegitimate laws. It has never before been so clear to so many that lawmakers are the criminals. If we let them take this, if we let them violate the bodily autonomy of our children and take away our right to make medical decisions as parents, then there will be nothing they cannot take. It is essential that we find the right tools to stop them. And I'm going to, you know, like, I can argue this from both sides, and I'm happy to do that, because if you believe firmly in vaccines and your kid got vaccinated and you feel they're fine, you have every right to be able to send them to a school where every kid got a vaccine. You shouldn't be forced to send your kid to school with kids who you don't feel or have proper medical attention and are a threat to your kid. But that's the problem. This comes down to the tragedy of the commons. This is the problem when you force everybody to fit into the same mold. Some people are going to You know, they're going to violently oppose it. And this is a problem with government school, really nothing else. I mean, you never hear about somebody complaining about adults walking around without vaccines. It's always the kids. It's always school.
And, well, it's always about the kids and protecting the kids. And Hitler said, we've got to do it for the kids.
Well, everybody says you got to do it for the kids. The, you know, when I see online, I see the jokes, you know, you know, they're always talking about unvaccinated kids dying at, you know, 3 years old or 10 years old or whatever. And they love to make jokes about unvaccinated kids dying. I've met lots of unvaccinated kids that have made it all the way to adulthood. No one says anything about that.
Neither of my kids are vaccinated, and they go to public school, so I use the religious exemption for them. And I have had teachers come to me, and parents have been concerned that my children are in the classroom, some with peanut allergies, some with other medical issues.
What are you going to do with a peanut allergy? Like, my kid's going to scrub peanuts because he hasn't been vaccinated?
You know, I'm not sure. And the parents have said stuff to me about pushing the vaccine or asking, you know, aren't you scared, especially when the measles thing happened here in May. My oldest son came to
me. You mean when the kid had the reaction to the measles vaccine?
My oldest son said, Mom, you can't take Molly, which is my one-year-old, you can't take her to Walmart, and you can't take her to Target, because what happens if she gets the measles? And I said, Mikey, I'm not going to live in fear. Seriously? Are you afraid? And he's like, it's all over school. And he went to the, you know, the middle school, and they had him petrified, and he was considering, well, can I go get the vaccine without your permission? I was like, no, I'm your mom. I have to sign for it.
You know, and this is one of the things that, as far as kids go, a lot of people will say, yeah, the kids should be able to go and get a vaccine without their parents' permission. And, you know, for me, it's not that I'm against that. It's that, like, these are all important decisions. And why do we have it so that, you know, a kid can see a PG-13 movie at 13? Why do we have it that, you know, kids can drive at 15, can drive without an adult at 16? You know, they just have all these different rules. Like, a kid suddenly becomes, at these particular ages, able to make a decision. And if a kid can make a decision to get a vaccine, in contrary to their parents' will, if they can make that decision, shouldn't they be able to make the opposite decision, which is that if their parents want them to get a vaccine, that they should be able to opt out?
That makes a lot of sense.
I mean, I know a lot of kids that don't want to get a vaccine because it's a shot.
Yep.
It's not a good reason. It's just that they don't want to be poked with a needle.
That's a pretty good reason. You shouldn't be getting poked with needles, you know, unless there's like a medical emergency, as far as I'm concerned. I go to a lot of, like, get-togethers here in New Hampshire, and most of these get-togethers I go to are very much loaded with porcupines, and most of them are homeschooling mommies and homeschooling parents or private school. Every now and then I go to one of these parties, and there's a muggle, as I like to refer to it, somebody who's just some, you know, local down the road that, you know, does all the things that the government suggests to do and all the people with all the government, you know, paperwork suggests to do. And this summer, I said to my wife, I go, I bet you that kid's vaccinated. Shut up, she'll tell me, you know, or something. Or I'll say to one of my other friends, you think that little guy's vaccinated? Because the unvaccinated, which is a tough correlation, because a lot of the vaccinated kids that we run into is that, you know, they go to public schools. The parents are treating public school like a, you know, their subsidized daycare center. And the unvaccinated kids are, you know, they're hanging out with mom and dad. They're doing farm stuff. They're unschooled. They're, you know, this school, that school, you know, homeschooled, whatever. Ron Paul homeschool online thing is a popular deal. But the kids are just really sharp that are these homeschool unvaccinated kids. The problem is I haven't found, you know, kids that are, you know, really separated much.
I'm not sure what the correlations are there and how it all works out. I mean, what I would say is that you should be able to make the decisions for your family. As you see fit. And other than that, for me, what my concern was with vaccines is that I wanted my son to be old enough to give me some kind of verbal feedback on what was going on with them.
And how old is old enough? What do you consider the appropriate age?
For me, I wanted to make sure that he was like 4 years old. before we went into that whole rigmarole as far as vaccines go. And this is one of the problems I have with vaccines is that many times the medical professionals realize that they're not going to see this kid again for a long time.
Yep.
And so they just hit him with all the vaccines at once, at like the, you know, the first days of their existence. They keep a kid for 2 days, I think, in the hospital. Wham, they hit him with all those vaccines. That's not what I'm interested in.
That's how you get a ride on a yacht as a doctor.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
And not to mention the shedding, I was vacuuming the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids. Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Call in. Talk about what you want to talk about here on this live edition. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
Jay, before we get into that article that a politician says taxation is theft, got to tell you about AnyPay. AnyPay is a point-of-sale cryptocurrency allows you point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance. The sign-up's easy. There's no ID verification, no paperwork. You can accept Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, and many others. It's a simple app that allows cashiers to clearly tell the bill has been paid, and its point-of-sale app only allows cashiers to accept and not get full access to your cryptocurrency. How do you get started? If you've got a business and you want to accept cryptocurrencies, help me take Bitcoin.com. By the way, huge news coming from AnyPay here shortly. Help me take Bitcoin.com. Go ahead. Go over there. Get your business online to take crypto, and you'll be ready for when the big news comes, and then you won't be left in the dust at the rush. Help me take Bitcoin.com.
So, Tulsi Gabbard, who I've taken a liking to here, the past few months, because she, her town hall talk that I listened to from Iowa the other day while I was driving home was literally like I walked into some room at Liberty Forum and was listening to somebody, talking about the ideas of liberty. With everything that she talked about, with the exception of when she says the word fossil fuel, which makes me cringe because I don't believe crude oil comes from decomposed dinosaurs. I think that's, laughable.
There certainly are hydrocarbons on other planets or other bodies in our solar system, and none of which do we have any proof that dinosaurs were on.
Yeah, bacteria makes it, way down in the earth and all kinds of cycles that I can't explain, but it's not from dinosaurs. And also the term, climate change is another one I believe is just misinformation. What we have going on here on this planet is constant climate control.
What do you mean?
Generally from the sun.
Okay.
The radiation from the sun controls how hot and how cool this planet gets, depending on, the solar radiation come from wherever. The sun controls it. We are in proximities of the sun that are very hot and proximities of the sun that are colder, and that's what controls these ice ages and makes things like that happen.
I'd have a different take if we, I'll go ahead and take some acceptance of the greenhouse gas theory, but when people talk about greenhouse gases, they always talk about the least effective one, which is carbon dioxide, whereas if you can do more for the environment by driving a Hummer to work and being a vegetarian than you can by driving a Yugo and eating meat. So methane produced by cows, and I think there is one other animal that's that's commonly eaten.
So it's the commercially fed cows that are fed so much energy that are farting constantly. You go to Bardo Farm up here, up north about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to Neil about this, Neil Smith, who owns Bardo Farm, a free stater. My cows don't really fart. But, they do to eat grass. He gives them a little bit.
Well, they're made to eat grass. They're not made to eat grain.
Right, and the big dairies are pushing the grain. And what I think is worse than the actual methane cow farts is the fact that when you have 6,000 cows on, a 200-acre plot, and you got all that manure, all that runoff, when it rains a lot and it runs into creeks and it kills fish, that concentration, that this doesn't happen on the 50-head dairy farms, but it does happen on these factory, million hog farms and 2 million chicken farms. It's insane.
Yeah, they need better systems for taking that waste because people want it. They want to use that waste for their gardens.
I worked on a dairy. They milked 6,200 cows. They had over 12,000 cows between, dry cows and calves and whatnot. Yeah. And nobody wanted that stuff. You couldn't give it away. They spread it on all their fields over place. But, this was a state-of-the-art facility that it was, you know, had a creek that they, their stuff would overflow into quite often, and it would, you know, there'd be tons of dead fish,
yeah,
you
sure.
know, in, you know, in the creek the next day, or floating, or they get caught up in the floodgates or whatever, when that manure thing would overflow. But these farms could not exist. These mega corporate farms could not exist without farm subsidies. They couldn't.
That, you know, when you think about this for a second, ladies and gentlemen, you go to the produce section, whatever it is. Think about it for a second. What costs 99 cents a pound in the produce section? Most greens there cost more than 99 cents a pound.
Or
right?
$5 a pound for spinach.
Right. How is it that chicken can be 49 cents a pound in some cases? I mean, you got to really be looking for the sale to find 49 cent a pound chicken. But
how can it be 99 cents a pound? Right. I've raised chickens.
Right. I've raised pigs, and there's no way I can get down to... I've seen pork in the store for 79 cents a pound in the last 5 years. You know, I don't go to the store very much, admittedly. Mrs. Edgington takes care of that task for me, and thank goodness for her. But I don't think 79 cents a pound is completely outrageous for a sale price for pork. And there's no way I could have done that as a pig farmer. There's no, and I was getting food for free. There's no way I could produce pork for that kind of that kind of cost.
So it's funny we got down this rabbit hole about big agri and producing it. One of the things that, that Tulsi Gabbard touches on in her Iowa Town Hall speech, or this one she did like 2 days ago, is she talks about stop with the agricultural subsidies.
Yes.
Absolutely stop, because they
need
all
no agricultural subsidies.
None whatsoever. None. Because it hurts family farms. Because family farms do not get subsidies. Archer Midland Daniels gets the subsidies. Monsanto gets them. Kellogg's gets them. There's a guy.
There should also be entered into the treaties that the United States enters into that the other nations that it, like, you know, Canada is a really good example on this one, is that there should be no agricultural subsidies in the U.S. and none with our trading partners either.
Right.
None. Their governments shouldn't be able to subsidize their agriculture either. Otherwise, you know, Canada could come in and take over our dairy if that's what they wanted to do, and I disagree with that too.
If our dairy wasn't subsidized, I grew up in the hay business, and all the guys we buy hay from ever since I was a little kid, I'm 40 years old now, we're all dairymen. We used to drive through upstate New York when I was a little kid, and there was a dairy, like, every time you took a turn, every time you went over the hill, there was another dairy.
Yeah.
These guys had 50 cows, 60 cows, you know, they made a good living, they had a decent car,
right,
in the driveway, decent equipment, and now the only guys that can make a living are the Republican welfare horses, I like to call them. They're just on the tit of Monsanto, literally, and that's how you get the government-subsidized crop insurance, and that's how it's all done. It's the big money goes to these guys. So Tulsi also talked about taking subsidies away from big oil is how you could deal with the you know, the fossil fuels and the climate change. But she's the only politician besides Ron Paul that has said, if you want to have less oil on, you know, oil burners on the road, essentially, stop subsidizing big oil. And the alternative fuels are getting cheaper. The alternative technology is getting cheaper, and it can compete with big oil, especially if we stop subsidizing it.
Right, and the government's basically subsidizing greenhouse gases.
Yep.
Through its subsidies of oil and beef. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad, and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. show and tell for President Trump as he visits a border wall that's being reconstructed in San Diego.
So we have different bids and different contractors. This is one contractor, an excellent contractor, by the way. They're doing a really good job. But we have many contractors bidding on many different parts in different states in Arizona, New Mexico, where I just left. We have great contractors bidding, and we're starting walls in New Mexico. The Arizona walls are moving along really well. They're really moving along rapidly, and they need them desperately.
The president is set to arrive back in Washington, D.C. late Wednesday night. Two sheriff's deputies in Tennessee are in the hospital after being shot in Memphis. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office says one of the deputies is in critical condition, the other sustained non-critical injuries. The suspect was pronounced dead at the scene. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Free Talk Live. Talk about whatever is on your mind. The number is 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. We got off on a tangent there, the last segment.
That.
Yeah, well, same here. And between the two of us, we're doubly guilty. I want to tell you about balance of nature. Today, a lot of people are taking control of their own health. They want to make sure to avoid the pain of getting sick and the loss of time at work and costly medical bills. Good nutrition is the key to looking and feeling great. However, eating right all the time may be a challenge. Travel and work schedules can get in the way, or you may not have the desire to or time to shop and cook the right foods. Balance of Nature has a solution. With just 3 of the Balance of Nature fruit capsules and 3 of their veggie capsules, that's 6 total capsules, you get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and that's a lot of nutrition. After taking Balance of Nature, people report skin looks better and the bags under their eyes go away, an increase in energy, body pain's reduced or goes away, getting sick less frequently or not at all. Go online and become a preferred customer, which gives you the best pricing and free shipping. After your 3rd month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no extra charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. It's a limited time offer, so don't wait. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live, or faster than light, whatever makes you happy. Balanceofnature.com. Jay, are we going to get into this article about Tulsi Gabbard?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, in her town hall, well, this article is the from thelibertarianrepublic.com that I found here.
Yes.
And Tulsi Gabbard, taxation is theft when, is the article headline. And it basically, the article goes into Tulsi was at a, you know, a town hall meetup in Iowa, and she is doing her speech there, and she takes some questions, and this guy named Seth says, hi.
Right, you're in Iowa or New Hampshire these days, you can't swing a dead cat without hitting a presidential candidate.
Right.
By the way, don't swing dead cats.
Seth says, I'm one of the libertarians in this coalition that you're building. And I want to say that you've already sold me on your thing. I'm voting for you, Tulsi, 2020. We're going. Tulsi says, thank you. Seth says, but as a libertarian in this election space, I'm curious as to what each candidate thinks. I wonder, do you have any ethical problems with taxation, whether or not it is theft, or whether or not it is permissible, or even if it is just theft, or just what are your thoughts on this subject?
I got to repeat theft twice in relation to taxation. Fine way to, what do they call this, bird dogging.
So
sure. And I appreciate anybody going out and asking these questions of these political candidates. I think they should have to explain. I wish somebody would call in and explain to me how taxation isn't theft, because I'm reasonably certain most of these politicians don't believe taxation's theft. So I'd love to hear the explanation. For me, it seems like a foregone conclusion that taxation is theft. If theft is the forcible taking of someone else's property, in this case specifically their money, through threats or coercion, then, you know, for something that they didn't give their consent for explicitly, then, well, taxation's theft. Now, you could consent to taxation in your own mind. You could say, I am happy to write this check out to the Internal Revenue Service.
I know people that are.
Oh, yeah. For them, the income tax is not theft. And then, you know, maybe when they're paying their cell phone bill, and, you know, that little part in there that pays, that I think that only until recently it was going for a tax that was created to fund the Spanish-American War. Fine. If you're happy to pay these taxes, absolutely. But if you don't want to pay it, and you're paying it because you're being threatened, and let me make these threats very clear to you. If you don't pay your property tax, or as I like to call it, rent, if you don't pay your property tax, you're going to lose your house. They'll, at some point or another, finally say, after they charge you some extra money for not giving them their rent on a regular basis, they're going to finally kick you out of your house and take it from you. Jay, is that true?
Oh, yeah. Yep. I experienced it.
They took it from you, right?
Yeah. You can Google Jay Noon and property tax, and the first video that shows up is a video that Ian Freeman and Bo Davis produced, I don't know, 2012 or 2013. It's a great series of videos those guys did. Check it out.
And if, for instance, let's use the income tax. It's another great one. You've got to fill out this form. If you, for one, choosing not to fill out the form is punishable by 1 year in prison.
That's if you claim to be a United States citizen.
Well, you know, like, whatever.
But
they...
But why should you have to go through that crap?
They've certainly thrown people in prison.
Absolutely.
For not filling out their forms, and then, you know, there's all the legal arguments that come after that, and I'm fine with that. But, yeah, I mean, you know, when you're talking about being thrown in prison for not paying a tax, well, that's a threat. I mean, you know, if somebody comes along and says, I'm going to kidnap you and throw you in a cage for a year unless you give me what's in your wallet, that doesn't make it legit, because they've given you the opportunity to give you what's in your wallet. I mean, none of this stuff. Well, okay, so you use these things. All right, let's talk about that. When I was a kid, I was taught if they sent you something in the mail and you didn't order it, it was yours to keep. And that's the rule. You guys ever hear this? I'm a little older than you guys, so you know maybe this isn't the sort of thing that the older folks out there are like. Yeah, absolutely, we're told that. If you got sent something you didn't order and you didn't have any situation with it, it's yours to keep.
I always gave the mail that like I get my neighbor's mail because he's in the mailbox. Yeah, I just bring it over to him. Sometimes sure. I get boxes. So I don't know what could be in there. I just put it on his porch,
it doesn't have your name on it, so it's not sent to you.
Right. Well, it's put in my mailbox, but
that's true.
I still give it to him.
Either way, that's. I think it has to have your name on it. Anyway, the fact is that if somebody, like, if I come to your house and I wash your car, and then I say it's going to be $50. Wait a minute, that's not a service. That's just a weird form of theft.
It's like extortion.
It's an odd extortion. I don't know how to describe it otherwise, but that's what it is. So, yeah, I use the roads that I'm forced to pay the gas tax on. Absolutely. Because I have no other choice. There's no other way to get around.
Well, those roads are on rights-of-ways. I actually did a public records request in Massachusetts as part of a court case once for the deed that said... Commonwealth of Massachusetts was a grantee or on a this particular stretch of road that I got a ticket on because they always say that it belongs to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Well, where's the evidence? So I wanted to have the evidence that this evidence didn't exist, which I never got. They never answered me. But, you know, the cop couldn't produce a deed where the Commonwealth of Massachusetts was the grantee on for this particular stretch of road.
It's a really great question.
Right.
Because
public ways.
Yeah. They'll tell you that they have the right to police these public ways, but where'd you get that right from?
Because they maintain it, is what they say.
Fine, show me a deed.
Yep.
You know, show me how you own this. And at which point, fine, then, you know, then now we're at least in business. The idea that they force you to pay for their roads and you've got to, you know, abide by their eminent domain rules and all that stuff left to the side. For me, the issue isn't about organizations taking care of property. That has to be done. The problem is the funding. When they force you into this stuff, that's something different. I voluntarily, you know, I'm happy to pay the gas tax on the gasoline on the road that I drive. Go ahead and use that money to maintain the road. If you need more money, go ahead and use that more, and you know, go ahead and put a higher tax on there. At least we all know what it's going for. But you need to let people be able to compete. Because the government can just choose to make a new road and then, you know, put eminent domain down on you and take your land in order to do it. They shouldn't be competing against people who could open up their own roads in a way that those people can't compete.
And then it's also very expensive to hire armed mercenaries to go enforce, you know, these taxes on people. There's a lot of cost. And that's the only purpose for police, as far as I'm concerned. And but
police are by definition the group of people that use force to enforce the will of the state. I mean, that's what their job is. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live, or use the Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com. Lots of folks in that Discord room right now, they're waiting to talk to you.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about what's on your mind. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
And let's go, before we get into anything else, let's go to the phone lines here. We got Peter calling in from Virginia, listening online. Peter, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys and gals. By no means am I threatening anyone, Jay Loon. I'm going to hurt Mark Edge if he doesn't answer for what I've already asked him to do.
I'll just drop him there. I'll just leave that in. I don't care about dropping the rest of them. Only people who want to call in are ones that are, you know, threatening to hurt me. It's crazy. The number, 855-450-3733. Jay, we were talking about Tulsi Gabbard being asked about taxation being theft.
So, quick recap, Seth, this guy who claims to be a libertarian, says that he's voting for Tulsi. And ask her...
And I'd like to address that for a second. First off, I put a Tulsi 2020 sign in my yard earlier this week. And I'd like to defend that particular practice. I know lots of libertarians out there are upset about Tulsi being popular with libertarians. And I understand she's not a libertarian. However, I'd like to defend the practice, and here's why. She is running for commander-in-chief of the military. That's what the president does. They sign bills that the legislator passed, so everything they want from a domestic standpoint, yeah, they could do a little here and a little there with executive orders, but as Barack Obama found and as Donald Trump have found, you can't do everything you want to do from a domestic standpoint. However, they are commander-in-chief of the United States military, and they can move the military around and basically do what they want to do with the military without Congress's consent. Now, Congress is supposed to declare war, but they haven't bothered doing that since 1942.
Yeah, the president can just go to war without Congress, they can just stop war.
Right, they made a justification for use of force, you know, in the sort of the war on terror thing back in like 2001 or 2002. I'm not exactly sure when it occurred. But that's not war, and it's just a law they passed. It's not constitutional or unconstitutional, it's just a thing. So, you know, they refused to do what was required of them, which was to pass, to vote on declaring war. So the president has all the power as far as moving troops. That means that you're voting on the person who, you know, dictates foreign policy. You should care about the foreign policy opinions of the president far more than their domestic policy opinions. Yes, Tulsi Gabbard sounds just as bad as any of the other Democrats on the domestic policy stuff. I'm not making excuses for that. What I am telling you is the Republicans have gerrymandered this country so thoroughly that she's never going to have a Democratic House, so it doesn't make a difference.
That's right.
So that's what my opinion is on the subject. You know, again, I have made the oath that if Donald Trump pardons Ross Ulbricht, I will vote for Donald Trump. But until that time, my vote's in the air. And, you know, we have an election between the general election here called the Democratic National Convention. And at that convention, information is going to be handed over on delegates and superdelegates and all that stuff. And for me, I would like to see Tulsi Gabbard come out of that as opposed to Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren or Joe Biden or any of the other front runners. We can talk about who's going to win the general election after that, but for me, I unequivocally support Tulsi Gabbard winning the Democratic nomination. And you can call in and tell me why I'm a bad libertarian. I'm willing to hear it, but I've given my best explanation. The number, 855-450-3733.
So Seth asked Tulsi what she thinks about taxation and if taxation is theft. Tulsi's response was, taxation is theft when our taxes are being used towards things that do not serve our interests. Now,
okay.
I probably would have booed that comment, you know, back when Ron Paul was running.
Yeah.
But this is pretty good that an actual Democrat can say taxation is theft when not being, even though there's a caveat to it.
Sure. Yeah, she said the words taxation is theft, which is more than any other Democrat has ever bothered saying, other than it's ridiculous to say that taxation is theft or something.
Right.
So, you know, kudos to her for taking the first little, you know, toe in the water step here. Now, she used the standard issue, you know, government of the consent of the governed and all that crap.
And I would be really happy with a government that is only does what the Constitution allows it to.
Sure.
I would be thrilled with that.
Right.
And
true, Jay, there wouldn't be any libertarians.
Right.
No one would listen to us if we were just talking about a constitutionally limited federal government.
Or state government. The Constitution says in a particular state, which all state constitutions are pretty darn good. I know New Hampshire and Massachusetts, I like those, but they're not followed.
It's still the highest law in the land. One of the things I wonder about is New Hampshire has a great constitution when it comes to the keeping and bearing arms. It says that every man, sorry ladies, has the right to keep and bear arms in defense of himself, his family, and the state, or something to that effect. I'm pretty close. And then they have some of the most restrictive laws on felons being in possession of weapons. I don't mean guns. I mean weapons. Felons.
That's not in the Constitution.
Felons can't have dirks, daggers.
So felons are no longer men.
Billies, slung shots. What the hell's a slung shot? It's not a slingshot, for those of you who think it is. No, a slung shot is a weight at the end of about an 18-inch piece of rope. You could certainly clobber the hell out of somebody with this. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, are you telling me that there isn't some tool in my garage that fits the definition of a slung shot? By the way, I have looked at the RSA statutes in New Hampshire, and there's not a definition of what a slung shot is. I had to go to Wikipedia for that. So, you know, they have an undefined tool that I'm not allowed to have, a Billy's. Well, I know what a Billy's is. My dad had a Billy's club because he was in the police department.
I don't know what that is.
Billy's a stick.
Okay.
All right? So now, well, hold on. Uh-oh. They don't define that either. So are you telling me that if I'm walking down the road with a T-shirt that says I'm a convicted felon and I have a stick in my hand that I've committed a felony, a second-degree felony in the state of New Hampshire? So this
what
is
if you go get a pipe from a Home Depot because you need to fix a little pipe in your house?
Sure.
And you're walking through the parking
lot. A lead pipe.
With a 2-foot steel pipe. That's
right.
A Billy.
Right. Or, I mean, you know, so the legislature has made it so that only black sticks with ribbing on it for a better grip are illegal for me to have, or, I mean, you know, that a lead pipe's fine. It's these laws that they have are ridiculous, but the highest law in the state says that I can own a, you know, a firearm in the protection of myself, my family, and the state. How does this jibe? So, you know, we live in a country where they just don't pay attention to their constitutions. They write them up as rhetorical documents that they're supposed to make you feel good, and beyond that, it's ridiculous.
So libertarians don't mind actual legit taxes. See, I used to be a libertarian. Now I'm a non-anarchist because I'm against rulers. I don't want any rulers.
Well, you saw that if you give them the power to take one penny
right.
from one person, they have the power to take as much money from anybody that they want. Once you say to the government, oh, it's just fine if you go ahead and take a penny from this very, very, very wealthy person because they can get... At that point, they can do whatever they want to do. And you can't stop them because you've already given them the power. It's the power to do it. That's the problem. You want to provide a service and demand a price for that service? Nobody argues that. You can go into the marketplace and you can offer whatever the product is at 5 times the rate that everybody else is offering it at. That's what the government does, by the way. And then if somebody doesn't want to pay it, you just go out of business. Well, the reason that they want to force you to pay it is because they know that the government would go out of business. They're terrible at this. Everybody knows that they are always over budget, that they're always failing to meet, you know, what they've promised to do. They're a garbage institution.
And the idea with taxes, based on our Republican form of government that we're supposed to have here in the United States of America and in the 50 Union states, is that taxes could be avoided. There was never going to be a tax that the normal working class people had to pay. Taxes were generated basically on things that were not necessities. Taxes were essentially, you know, in a lot of places, that's why there's no tax on, like, your apples or your bread. And
they used to have tax on tea.
Yeah, well.
Not a necessity.
Some people got pissed off about it.
Yeah.
Well,
they had a revolution over 3% of taxes. What are you paying in federal income tax, ladies and gentlemen?
And if Tulsi's talks a lot about the Constitution or oath to the Constitution, she even told Trump not to send the troops to Saudi Arabia.
Right, not to support Saudi Arabia in their conflict with potential conflict with Iran. We don't even know what happened in that. And I have to agree with her on that, too. There needs to be far more investigation in what happened in that situation.
Absolutely.
She also gets heat for meeting with Assad. I mean, look, people in the House and the Senate have been meeting with all these despots for a long time. It's a good idea to talk to your enemies. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now as I speak by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can too. GoDarkBags are lab tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.